If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.
Doctors are proving today scriptures that God gave us. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Doctors are saying today that cheerful people live longer with less physical ailments. Miserable people get sicker quicker and develop cancer at a higher rate because they're miserable. Isn't that amazing? They've discovered that stress constricts the blood vessels. When you're under stress, it constricts the blood vessels. The constriction of the blood vessels means that the heart has to work harder to push the same blood through a narrower space, which translates into hypertension. Many of you have high blood pressure, not because of any other genetic reason. You're just mean. You're just stressed. That's why you have to wait on God for him to give you the right person to share your life with. My mornings are surrounded by happiness. God let the nightingales build a nest in front of my window, and they're singing. As soon as the sun hits them, they're singing. I want to take out a 410 shotgun and spray the tree. And they're singing. They don't pay no attention to me. Then here comes Sister Lambert. It's a good day. It's a good day. She even had her cell phone set to the song Happy. People would call her and I'd hear that. Happy. Happy. I said, turn that off. No, you're going to be happy. I said, put on B.B. King. I want some blues. No, you're going to be happy. It's a good day, man of God. It's a good day. I say, yeah, but you don't know what I go through. But be happy anyway. When I go into the office, she said, I know you don't want to go in there, but be happy. And God don't help. I wanted to be miserable. I was like Jonah. I wanted to be angry. Things weren't working. The staff was having confusion and they were church people. And I didn't want to go in. And I was driving in, and the Lord, I felt the presence of God come in my car. Ooh, I started sweating. It felt so good. I knew he was going to talk to me. I said, Father, I got to go up into this office. I said, Father, there are Canaanites in the office. There's Amalekites and Jebusites. God, you got to help me. He said, turn on Joel Osteen. I said, now I know you lost it now. Now I'm going to show you something. So I'm obedient because I like to do what my father says. Even if I don't like it, I turn the dial and he comes on with, when you find yourself having to go into the job and the people there are just aggravating you, just give God a praise and thank him when you can get to the job because he's already figured it out. I turn that radio right off. He won't let you get upset. He says, face everything with joy. Face every problem with peace. Face every trial. Don't be bitter. Oh! Then Paul says, Holy Spirit is there. This is liberating, isn't it? Because somebody came in here today, you were just as angry as a swarm of locusts.
Well, Pastor better not talk about that today. He better talk about David killing Goliath, because that's what I'm going to do when I'm going to get home. I'm going to be like Samson, and I'm not going to take the jawbone of an ass and kill somebody, but I'm going to bust that ass's jawbone.
God said, get up and go to church. And let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Let it be put away. Let it be put away. Don't be angry. Don't be angry. Don't react. Don't react. Don't react. Don't give the devil what he wants. Give God what he wants. Don't give the devil bitterness. Give God praise. If your enemy is hungry, feed them. If they're thirsty, give them something to drink. Give God what he wants. The apostle comes. He comes to this conclusion, the character building passage. He says to put away all this bitterness and his wrath and his anger and his clamor and his evil speaking. And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, verse 1 is marriage counseling. Because most of your trouble comes from being full of malice and bitterness and wrath with your spouse. Unresolved issues. Fighting over things that are insignificant. Not recognizing your role. We do little dainty things to cover it. But we don't deal with what's inside of us. He says, put all that stuff away. I've been married for so many years. And I've never raised my voice in my house. Never called her outside of her name. Never said, I'm in charge or I'm the head. Because I carry myself that way. She's not a slave. She runs things. But it's for my good. Why fight? She ain't taken away from my masculinity. She's building it up. Repair guy comes to the house. He wants to discuss the contract with me. I say, go right into the dining room. I'll tell her you're here. Exterminator came to the house. He rings the bell. He said, Mr. Lambert? I said, yes. He said, I'm here to do the extermination. I said, she's not home yet. She's on her way. He said, well, I can just come in and do so-and-so. I said, no, you can't. He said, I know where to go. I said, I'll wait till she comes and she'll let you in because I might take you to the wrong places. And if it was me, I wouldn't care what you did. But no, because she walks around the room with him. Me, I just sitting at the computer and say, go ahead and do it. She's like the Holy Spirit. She's inspecting ministry. Come back over here and do so-and-so. And the point is, when you find your place, you grow in it. And put aside all that foolishness, all that Western mindset about trying to be in charge, and I'm this, and I'm that, and I'm the other. Stop that foolishness. Paul said, put that stuff aside. Woman, you have to submit to me. I've never said that. But I create the environment by which she wants to submit. Because the way I treat her, she wants to submit. So, brother, let me go on here. We got a marriage ministry. I ain't fooling with you married people. I ain't dealing with it no more. Because we'll sit together, Sister Lambert and I, we'll say, we just don't understand. Why all this falling apart? We don't get it. What's the problem? What's the problem? I don't understand. It's simple life. Just put aside bitterness, put aside anger, put aside clamor. Discuss problems that you have. Discuss issues, and there are times you may take a forceful position, but when it's over, it's over. I mean, don't carry it into the next day. You're a Christian. And then I love this next instruction. This was my daughter's first verse that she memorized. Her mother and I would drill this into her every morning before she went to school. My daughter could recite this verse, her first verse of importance. I chose not to teach her, the Lord is my shepherd. That could come later. Because the Lord will always be your shepherd. But I taught her this verse. And be ye kind one to another. Tenderhearted, forgiving. It's a progressive verb in the aorist tense, which means that there's past forgiveness in a futuristic mindset. The forgiveness that I'm giving you for today's offense was already granted yesterday because you walk in forgiveness. Be kind one to another. What kind of heart? What kind of heart? Now, many of you, life has ground up your heart and you've been hurt so significantly that you can't be tender anymore and you're afraid that someone's going to hurt you. Well, here's the caveat to that. People who guard their hearts to that degree will never experience the joy of real love. You see, real love is not about sexual prowess, and it's not about the hair standing up on the back of your neck. It's not about your mouth going dry and you know, you're getting all, no, that's not real love. Real love is this. That's real love. Take my heart. I don't want you to break it, but here it is. That's real love. When you say, I love God, here's what you're saying to God. My whole insides, run it. I trust you to run my life. I trust you to give me instruction. And when you love people the way God loves people, here's how you validate your love for people by the love of God that he has for you. There's not a one of us in here that hasn't committed a sin and God says, nope, I'm not going to forgive you. You're just going to suffer for this. There's not a one of us in here that God has turned his back on during our moments of need. He may not have come when we wanted him to, but he did show up. Therefore, you ought to show that same love to every human that breathes oxygen. Be kind. Kind. What is kindness? Hold the door open when somebody's coming in behind you. Brothers, if a lady is carrying a bag or a box, take a moment to help her. If an elderly person is struggling with something, take a moment to help them. During the course of next week, take a time to say something kind to somebody. Don't be mean all day. But just say something kind. I don't even care if it's, I'll stop at Dunkin' Donuts and get my coffee or tea or whatever. And I always have something kind to say to the people behind the counter. And you ever notice when you're a kind person, they remember you? And when you come in, oh, Lord, I don't know how many times I've gotten free coffee because of something kind. Something kind. Oh, how's your child? I remember you told me they were in the hospital. How are they doing today? You remembered, yes. Here, take your coffee and go. Why? Because kindness begets kindness. The world runs on reciprocity. It runs on you getting back what you give out. Not in every case, but in enough for you to do what's right. Paul says, even when you're right, sometimes just take the wrong. That's what the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, has come to do. He has come to help you make these changes.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
09316A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Bethel Deliverance International Church is now live streaming. Tune in and experience live worship with us through the Bethel app, Facebook, and BethelDeliverance.org. It's all happening Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Your worship experience is just one click away.